So what we have to do is hold fast to this word. We have, but first of all, if we're going to judge it according to the word, we got to know the word. So that's why it's important for us to assemble and to hear the word of on whenever it's called time of worship is called for the church. That's why it's important in your daily life to get up with the word, to spend time in the word throughout the day. That's why it's important, because if you're going to judge, you got to know it. You can't tell me the formula of the Pythagorean theory. You can't tell me what that is if you don't know what it is. That word's fresh today because I was in a classroom and that's what they were talking about. But anyway, you can't tell me that if you don't know it. But if you sit down and you learn it, you can tell me, right? So that's how God wants us. He wants us to spend time with him so we'll know his voice. So that way we won't be following some dumb stuff that's coming from a stranger, the enemy. But we'll know that that's not the Father's voice. We'll know that that's not in line with the word. Amen? So the world wonders. They look at us and they're like, man, how in the world can you look up and say, and your body's just racking with pain or all this, and you still saying, by his stripes I am healed. But when you still saying that he was wounded for our transgression and he was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. How can you keep saying that in your condition? How can you keep saying that? Because we took time with it. Because I'm going to tell you, if the word is not in you, you're not going to keep saying that. You're going to yield to temptation. You're going to yield to pressure. And the pressure is going to be that pain that's going to be hidden. But if the word is in you, then that can rise up out of you. The word can rise up out of you if it's in you. You can talk about how Jesus went about doing good and healing all those that were oppressed. You can talk about by his stripes we were healed. You can talk about 3 John 2, where it says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. You can talk about that if that's in you. And guess what? It won't change. It won't change based upon what's around you. It won't change about what it looks like. It won't change about what it feels like, because the word is in you. Because you have a hold, an anchor in that word. So it won't change. You won't be tossed here and there. But you can stand confident that God will deliver. God has delivered. I'll correct that. God has delivered. He's already delivered. Amen. 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 So he said, I didn't come to you knowing it all. He said, but I want you to know I want it to be the spirit and I want it to be power. The world is going to take notice. I'm going to tell you, so you may as well say I'm going to be a part of it. So, but the world is going to take notice. They're going to take notice of the church. Right now they look at it and they laugh at it and they say, oh, you go on this and you believe that and you doing this and you doing that. But I'm going to tell you, when people start getting up out of wheelchairs and you know they were in wheelchairs and you know they couldn't walk and all of a sudden they walking and leaping and praising God. When people that have terminal, it's time for this. It's time to upset the enemy. I'm telling you, it's time, hallelujah, when people are turned. See, right now, a lot of times when people hear of somebody with cancer, what do they automatically think? They automatically think it's over. But oh God, come on, somebody catch this tonight, hallelujah. Oh God, when they see the miracles, oh God, when they can see that, but it will be an undeniable miracle. That I know they said there was no cure for that, but look at them, they're cured, they're healed. Look at them, they're well. Look at them, they look better and better every day. Look at them, they're younger than they used to be. They can run, and when they couldn't used to, when they wouldn't be able to run in the past, but look at them. Undeniable. Look at somebody and say, undeniable miracle. And so, and you mean to tell me? I'm going to tell you now. If you see that and you hearing that, what do you think going to be lined up outside? people are going to be trying to get in the place. You hear Bishop talking about all the time and what he's doing, and that's why it's important to hear. Not just hear, but to hear. Look at somebody and say, but to hear. How many understand that tonight? That's why it's important to hear. He's talking about all the time how he's going to need people in place. So when they do come, he got somebody prepared to take it on. So it's important to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying and to be a doer of the word. Miss Joan was talking about being a doer of the word all last week on the prayer line. Being a doer of the word, it means nothing to just hear this gospel and do then, but to do the word, that's the difference maker. To do the word, that's how you're going to see the results. But if you never do it and you just hear it and as far as it gets is what you get excited about in the church, it's not going to amount to anything much to you. But if you take it home with you, look at somebody and say, take it home with you. But if you take it home with you and you're sleeping with the word and you're getting up with the word and you're eating with the word and you're talking on the phone with your friends with the word, what's going to happen? It gets a hold of you. And I'm telling you, the word is good. I'm telling you, have you seen something that's contagious? When it's contagious, what happens to the people that's close to you? They start getting it as well. So guess what? When your love for Jesus when you really are in love with Jesus, it becomes contagious. When you're really in love with the word of the living God, it becomes contagious. And guess what? It begins to rub off on the people beside you. They can't come up and talk any kind of way with you. They can't come up and talk doubt and unbelief. They can't come up and gossip with you about Sally Joe and Billy John. Those are creative names, amen. But they can't do it. But if you're talking the word, if you're living the word, if you're walking the word, guess what's going to happen? You're going to find yourself with some people that walk in the word, that's talking the word, that's living the word. That's the best example. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.